Well, the price of oil might be dropping, but Australia's competition watchdog says the difference between the cost of petrol to companies and the price they're charging consumers has never been higher. The crude oil price is hitting a near-decade low, but petrol retailers are making record profits. And the chairman of the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission is now warning petrol companies that he's closely monitoring what he calls their aggressive practices. Anthony Stewart has our report.
Christmas has come early for Australia's petrol retailers as they achieve record profit margins this week. The margin is the difference between what petrol retailers pay for petrol compared to what they charge consumers. Rod Sims is the chairman of the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission.
There is a bit of aggression going on. We've certainly noticed that in some of our regional market studies, and looking nationally, it does seem as if, margins are at the highest level ever, and that does suggest some fairly aggressive behaviour in the petrol market.
Crude oil prices are now hovering near a decade low, but the prices at the petrol bowser remains above $1.30 a litre across the country. It's a fact that's being closely monitored by the ACCC.
Our latest petrol monitoring report shows that gross retail margins are at the highest level they've ever been since we began monitoring in 2002. So I think there's certainly motorists are paying for higher than usual margins at the moment.
Is this price gouging by the big retailers?
Well, people can use whatever terms they want, but it certainly is, I think, some reasonably aggressive behaviour. Obviously, we're seeing oil prices go down internationally quite a lot, probably back down to long-term average levels.
Jeff Trotter is the Managing Director of Fuel Pricing Analysts FuelTrack. He estimates most petrol retailers are making about 28 cents a litre profit on fuel. He says current prices are a rip-off.
So they're still trying to get as high as they were back in October, despite the fact the underlying wholesale price has dropped by 8 cents a litre. So, you know, motorists in Australia are being badly ripped off by these oil companies and these dealers. They've taken advantage of the lowest oil price to actually inflate or increase their retail margins.
How do Australian petrol prices compare to fluctuations in retail prices in other countries?
The most transparent example would be the United States. And they have had huge drops in petrol prices that do reflect the big drops in the oil prices. They don't have this sawtooth weekly price cycle effect. They have real competition in petrol markets, and the American motorists have benefited from the biggest drop in oil prices in 9 years.
The cyclical nature of Australian petrol prices that sees the cost of fuel rise and drop in a near uniform weekly fashion is a key concern of the ACCC. The Commission is currently taking Australia's five largest petrol retailers to court. The case is over the use of a third-party company that allegedly allows the petrol retailers to share and communicate their prices in near real time. Rod Sims says it's part of a broader strategy to try to drive down prices.
Right at the moment, we have got the main petrol companies in court for price information sharing, and that's a very important matter which we hope to get addressed early in the new year, and we think that does affect competition and therefore does affect petrol prices, so it's a very, very important matter. Secondly, our only other role is just to monitor prices and try and shine a light on these things and see if we can bring about a change in behaviour through that means. Now, I think we've had a bit of success, albeit in some narrow markets. We're doing a study on the Darwin market, we're doing a study on the Armidale market, and in both cases prices have come down quite a lot as we've looked at them. So we're hoping that highlighting the high margins at the moment might get the petrol companies just to have a little look and bring them down a bit.
Rod Sims is warning the retailers that if they sustain such high petrol prices, they will damage their reputations.
Well, I think they really do need to consider carefully their behaviour, because reputations do matter here, and particularly the prices are high in Sydney at the moment, Brisbane, Adelaide as well. So they're not as high in Melbourne or Perth, but I think they do need to keep an eye on them, on what they're doing, and know that we're going to look, and we're going to increasingly point this out to the public.
That's the chairman of the ACCC, Rod Sims, ending that report from Anthony Stewart.